everyone. This is KPCRadio.com. I'm Yahaira Garcia, and welcome to Diner Ditch, the show where restaurant owners come in and convince us to eat at their place. We all have those moments where we don't know what to eat. Nobody can make up their mind. Would it be seafood or would it be a cafe? Well, hopefully this will be the last time you question it, because today we have, today we have Liu Wei Loi. Liu Wei is the founder of the Joint Eatery. This restaurant is a combination of a seafood market and a cafe. It has sparked attention from ABC 7, Ventura Boulevard, LA Weekly, Laced, Thrillist LA, Eater LA, and Kickstarter. Louis, thank you for coming in.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So first, where did you get your love for seafood?
Well, seafood has always been a passion of mine from as early as I could remember. As I think my earliest memory was of me fishing. So I've been around it all my life, catching fish, being around water, and my family's always been a big time seafood lover as far as eating goes. So grew up catching it, cooking it, eating it.
Have you or your family ever owned a seafood restaurant, or?
Yes and no. They've always been business people, so they've invested in sushi restaurants before, but my family directly has never been involved in the operations of their own restaurant.
Before starting and creating your restaurant, what was the first thing you done? Like, have you ever worked in a seafood restaurant, or have you ever?
Well, before the Joint, I've had other restaurant experience before. So I've done coffee shops, tea shops, bubble tea shops, and some of those even started as a food truck. So I'm experienced in restaurant dining. So.
Okay, and so you created your food truck, and from there, what was the next step?
The next step was basically brick and mortar. You always have to think ahead and see what the community wants, see what the people want, see how your vision could fit into a market where you can service customers that would like your food. So in creating a good restaurant, then you have sustainability in your own restaurant. So you always have to think about these things.
And from the food restaurant, I'm pretty sure, food truck, there has been some difficulties. And what have you brought from that experience into your own restaurant?
A food trucks is like it's almost like a dying breed, really. To be honest with you, food truck is tough work. If your food truck is not running, you're not making money. If the weather is bad, you're not making money. A lot of people had the misconception that food trucks is a get-rich-fast scheme where the overhead is so low, and they have wherever they go, they have a line that's 30 deep. That's not the reality anymore these days. Food truck is super hard business. You're constantly hustling. You're constantly running. You're limited with what you can do as far as space goes, and time, really, because when you're operating a food truck, you realistically only have 6 hours in a day to make your money. I mean, you can service lunch, that's a 3-hour service. You have dinner, that's another 3-hour service. So a full 12-hour day, you're only making money for 6 hours. So it's tough work. It's tough work. Naturally, if you go into, you start thinking about, hey, brick and mortar, you're working the same 12 hours, right? But you're open for 8 to 10. So right there, if you do the math, 6 hours versus 8 to 10, just simple hours of conducting business. It's the potential is a lot higher in a brick and mortar.
And when did you know to leave your food truck to actually open up a restaurant?
Well, I mean, I've always been a very active entrepreneur. So I'm always thinking about the next big or the next new. Food truck has always been like a stepping stone from my past life to today. So I pretty much took everything I've learned there in managing and operating a restaurant business and just try to make it better.
And now on your website, your restaurant is described as an industrial chic. Where did you get the idea for that kind of design?
You know, really, it was just I wanted an atmosphere where people felt comfortable. And I think I kind of satisfied my own comfort first in the design. I kind of went in there and say, hey, what would look nice? What can I look at every day? Because I'm going to be there every day. So what can I look at every day? Or what can I sit on every day? Or what will make this place homey to me? So that's how that design came about.
And how your restaurant is laid out is a cafe, and then there's a wall, and then there's a seafood place, well, market.
Mm-hmm.
How did you come up with the idea of combining both of them?
So obviously I have the passion for seafood, right? And then I have the passion for coffee and tea. So I just happened to come across a space where when I looked at it, I kind of saw the vision of actually being able to do both of them together under the same roof. A lot of people would think, hey, seafood and coffee is a really odd combination. However, people don't realize that this combination is actually pretty, it's not so not normal. I mean, if you go to Europe, you'll see a lot of high-end meat markets or seafood markets, and they tend to always have some kind of cafe or something with an espresso machine very nearby because coffee is part of their way of life. If you go to Seattle, Pike's Place, that's where Starbucks started their coffee empire. There's a seafood market right there next to them. So really, seafood and coffee has always been together, but people don't make the connection.
And what kind of coffee or tea do you serve there?
So we serve specialty coffee. And specialty coffee basically is coffee that is graded above a certain bar. And we work with local roasters. We work with a roaster in Pasadena, and we work with a local roaster down in Orange County. We work with them in sourcing good coffee, great coffee, excellent coffee, and roast coffee to our profiles. So we roast coffee to what we like, to the flavor notes, to the flavors, the profiles, the characters, everything we kind of design to present in a way that we want to present the coffee.
And in the sense of quantity over quality, where do you stand and how do you enforce it?
As far as coffee goes or seafood goes?
As your whole restaurant.
I mean, we're definitely not a quantity kind of restaurant. We're not about serving, you know, 600 cups of coffee, 1,000 cup of coffee an hour. You know, we're definitely more about taking the time to really roast our coffee in small micro batches. I mean, our roasts are only 20 and 30 pounds at a time. We actually even age our coffee. We age our coffee and serve it at its prime. So every cup of coffee you're having here at the joint, you're drinking coffee at its peak, at where we think is best. Because when coffee sits, all the coffee changes as time goes on after it's been roasted. So definitely we slow things down with the coffee. We present each cup, cup by cup, nicely. We don't actually even brew coffee in a big warmer and serve batch brew. We handcraft each cup of coffee to order. And the same thing goes for seafood. As far as seafood goes, we bring in seafood 6 days a week. And, you know, that's actually a common question. Hey, when do you guys bring in your seafood? And we bring in seafood 6 days a week. And we don't bring in a lot of seafood. We bring what's best that day. So, for example, 7 days a week, the only day that the fish markets aren't open is Sunday. So, obviously, we can't bring in fish on Sundays. But Monday through Saturday, fish is available. However, every day of the week we'll have different fish coming in from different parts of the world. You don't get fish coming in from New York or Nova Scotia or Europe or New Zealand every day. So, for example, Monday and Tuesday usually are East Coast days, fish coming in from the East Coast. And it's Monday and Tuesday are also local fish days where the fishermen have fished all week the week before and they've unloaded on the weekend. So Monday and Tuesday we see a lot of local fish and East Coast fish. Tuesday, Fridays, we see fish coming in from Japan. Wednesday, Thursdays, we see fish coming in from either New Zealand or Europe. So every day of the week, there's going to be different selections available from different parts of the world. And the reason why I go every morning to handpick everything, to curate all the seafood that goes into my restaurant is because I'm picking the best 2% that the market has to offer. I'm fighting the other sushi chefs in LA for the best piece of fish. You know, when a box of, you know, snapper comes in, really the top three fish in the whole box is what's best. Everything on the bottom is probably crushed. So that's why we all go way early in the morning and fight for fish.
And Ventura is such a busy street and there's a lot of competition there. How do you make sure you stand out?
Well, I stand out because I'm different. There's no one else doing what I do, not just on Ventura Boulevard, but in all of the valley. I don't think there's any seafood market here in the valley that curates their fish piece by piece and take care of their seafood the way we do.
And you're all about being fresh, but how do you accommodate to allergies?
Well, allergy and freshness is two completely separate things. But, you know, as a restaurant, you always have to cater to dietary restrictions. If a person has, whether it's a peanut allergy or gluten allergy or shellfish allergy. So we make it a point to let everyone know to please let us know if you have any dietary restrictions or allergies. However, it is a seafood restaurant. We have shellfish everywhere. So people with shellfish allergies, please beware.
So we will never catch you with the microwave, right?
Actually, yeah, we don't even have a microwave in the building. Nothing is cooked with a microwave. Everything's cooked as pure as possible. We use a lot of fire, big fire, hot fire. We use a lot of stainless steel, cast iron, because when the fish is that good, you really don't have to do much. You don't you do everything as pure as possible.
And being a seafood market and a cafe, where do you see most of the business?
It's actually spread out. I have three different sub managers that, you know, help me manage the restaurant, and it's because we have three separate programs under the same roof. We have a specialty coffee and tea program, you know, that's focused on providing the best coffee and tea there is. We have a seafood market program where, you know, we are the local fishmongers for the neighborhood. And the third program is the food. We have, you know, we want to be known as the best seafood restaurant in the valley. So that's, you know, that's really three separate businesses that most people would try to tackle one at a time, but we have it all under the same roof.
And everyone nowadays is all about staying at home and ordering. And are you comfortable with just making your food and sending it to Grubhub or Postmates, just sending out and being comfortable with like your food arriving there fresh and how you wanted it to be?
Actually, because we are a seafood restaurant and we focus on quality of our dishes and our food, to date we've declined to work with the deliveries because food needs to be our food needs to be served and eaten within a certain amount of time. Things change after you cook it, so we would do our customers a this justice if we actually sent a piece of fish with Grubhub and they get it 30 minutes later and it's cold and overcooked because it simmered for 30 minutes in the box. So for now we don't do any deliveries, but we do offer to go if the customer comes in, and we do talk with them and see, hey, when are you eating this, or would you be eating this within 10 minutes, or hey, this dish is not so good for to go, things like that.
And in your seafood market, when people come in ordering the fish, do you give them advice of how to cook it or how to cut it?
Oh yeah. We are very hands-on here, where we will, our advice is always free, and we'll give it exactly, because people are always intimidated with an expensive or very nice piece of fish. That's the number one reaction they get when they buy a piece of, for example, a piece of king salmon. They don't wanna bring it home and ruin a $40 piece of salmon. So they're oftentimes intimidated by that, by that. But we always give advice and teach them what is the easiest or most dummy proof way to make the seafood without messing it up. Because when the fish is fresh, when the fish is a high quality as it is here at the joint, you don't have to do much. You don't have to do much to make it taste good.
And are you ever considering to expanding your business, not just in the San Fernando Valley, but in even like other states?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a, in my mind, of course, there's a 2-year plan, 3-year plan, 5-year plan, 10-year plan. So it's having these goals set in place and these ideas, then you could keep, driving yourself or keep pushing yourself in a direction you want to go. So there's definitely, there's definitely thoughts about what to do in the near future, and far future, I guess.
And if you expand, how would you handpick, let's say, your managers so they could do the full experience of the original?
See, that's the hardest part. Opening a restaurant, really, if I could clone myself 14 times, that restaurant would be perfect the way I want it to be. So that's the hardest part of any restaurant business, is finding the right help and finding the people that you trust, people to execute what you want to do. So that's a challenge. That's always going to be a challenge, no matter how, unless you are a global fast food empire where everything is systemized, everything is locked into, the systems, the process. It's very hard.
And you are self-made. This is your restaurant. Mm-hmm. Would you ever consider opening it to your family, being a family restaurant?
Well, I mean, yeah, this is considered like a family restaurant, because I even have my brother helping me here on the floor at the restaurant. But yeah, this is, if you were to say, this is a very mom and pop feel space. So it's not corporate. It's not big venture capitalists coming in to open a new concept, see if it works, and then if not, pull the plug. No, this is, we've given everything we've got, and this is a a family-oriented restaurant. I mean, all my employees are my family. But at the end of the day, yeah, this is my restaurant. I'm the chef. I'm the owner. I'm the fishmonger. I'm the fish cutter. So, yeah.
And would it be the same style, same industrial chic, or would you change it up?
It depends. It depends on what, you know, what the next space looks like, or what, you know, what I feel is homey there. But, yeah, probably something similar. This is my taste.
Now, in your restaurant, you actually hand-built your furniture. Would you do the same for, let's say, you have 15 new restaurants opening up?
Yeah, I would definitely have it all custom-made, if not me building it myself. Like, I had time to build these, so I built them.
So that's all the time we have today. Thank you so much, Lee Wei.
You're welcome.
Thank you for coming in today, talking about your amazing seafood restaurant, cafe.
Uh-huh.
If you want to check out more about Lee Wei's restaurant, The Joint at Ventura and Woodman.
Uh-huh, Ventura Woodman. The website is www.thejointeatery.com. You can find us on Facebook and you can find us on Instagram.
And for more information, head on over to our website, KPCR Radio, KPCRadio.com. I'm so sorry about that. Thank you so much.
Thanks.